The Trenton Bulldogs are done for 2022. They did so with momentum, a really good victory against Brookfield on, I'm trying to remember the night, I think it's Monday night, if memory serves me correctly. Next up for Trenton is Gallatin on the 3rd, then a trip to Maysville on January 6th. I know the Gallatin game for sure, Coach Guthrie. It is Maysville then on that first Friday of the year, isn't it?
It is Maysville. That's correct, Tom.
Do you look at it and say, you know, if you look at the preseason coaches poll, Gallatin was picked 1 and Maysville is picked 2. So as far as his conference race goes, you're going to have a real good idea where you sit after that first week of January, aren't you?
Yes, we will, Tom. Gallatin's really great. I mean, they're a handful for everyone in our conference right now. I think they beat Princeton by 25, and talked to Coach Collins up there, and he said that, they just came out really hot and pressured them, and we expect them to try to do that to us as well with their full court press. And Fiden and Berg are just such talented athletes. They do such a good job. Fiden, especially around the rim, rebounding, and Berg, you know, offensively, but his defensive pressure is amazing. Just the amount of steals he gets in that full court press and pressure that he puts on teams is really, really hard to beat.
I thought even more so than the Marceline game, I thought Monday night against Brookfield, there was a little bit of juice in the Ketchum Center. It was in your hometown. You had the fans behind you. The boys got the lead. They hung on to the lead. They played well. I thought, it's great to get a victory on the road at Marceline, but I thought that Monday night win did a lot for the guys' confidence.
I really think it did, Tom. It was a true team win. I felt like offensively we moved the ball well. We talked about it going into this game that we need guys with a lot of touches. So we need 4 or 5 touches before a shot goes up and just to make their defense work. They ran a 2-2-1 half-court trap on us. And I said, if our passes are clean, guys, well, we should be able to put up a lot of points, and we did. Kiefer Tolson did an amazing job Monday night. He was aggressive. He had 28 points. He had over 10 rebounds, so he had another double-double, which was awesome. Maverick Soule and Gabe Novak did a great job. Gabe had 10 points. He had a lot of defensive steals early on in the game that put a lot of pressure on Brookfield that forced them to call timeout to rework how they were going to get the ball up the court. Tucker applied a lot of great pressure as well there. Maverick has done an awesome job as a junior, maturing, I feel like, from last year at knowing when to drive to the hoop offensively. And then Maverick and Seth had their best games rebounding. Seth Doolittle, we worked going into that game, going up with two hands, getting rebounds with two hands, being physical around the basket. And Seth took everything we did from practice, and so did Maverick, and they really applied it. So, it was a good win for us.
I'll throw out a name of a guy who I don't know if he's ever going to be a 20-point-per-game, 7-assist-per-game guy, but he comes off the bench, and he's instant energy, and he hit shots the other night. He hit shots against South Harrison. Braden Sager's doing a lot of good things off the bench for you, Coach.
Oh, man. Braden is kind of our energizer bunny. Defensively this year, we've put him on our opponent's best guy because he's just a phenomenal athlete. I tell people all the time that he's going to play college sports. It may not be in basketball, but he's so athletic. He can move, jump, and run so well. But when he comes off the bench, the defense gets even faster and better, you know, and applies that energy, you know, usually halfway through the first or a few minutes left in the first going into the second quarter. And it allows our guards to get a good break as well. So he's doing such a good job. And early in that South Harrison game, you're exactly right. He hit some big shots, some big three-point shots that helped elevate our lead early on. We had a 22-8 lead at one point, and it got away from us at the end of the game. But his energy really set that up.
Your next step, because you know, if you look at it fairly, I think both Brookfield and Marceline are going to be kind of teams that struggle this year in a rebuilding. It's great for you guys. You got two wins that already doubled the wins from all of last year. But as you look at January, and you're going to be a lot of opportunities, whether that's Gallatin or Putnam County or Maysville, a couple of tough tournaments that you're in, is the next step for your program to start beating some people that you feel like this is kind of a 50-50 sort of game, or you're a little bit of an underdog where you beat somebody that is going to be one of those really good squads where you kind of step up to the challenge? Is that what you're looking for next for the guys?
Yeah, exactly, Tom. We kind of talked about this. Warren, our sense of schedule to start the season, other than Marceline and Brookfield, win-loss record-wise, most of the teams that we've played are at 500 or better than 500. You know, we'll still face teams in that situation right after break. You know, starting with Galton and Maysville are two tough opponents. But they're, you know, we need to see the Galton game as an opportunity for us to get a lot better. We need to see the Maysville game. I think they're 4-2. You know, as a game that, you know, we should compete with them. And you know, if they win, it should be a really hard win, and it's a game that we could athletically try to go get, you know. So we need to look at those opponents as one, you know, chances to get a lot better, and two, you know, if we really work hard, maybe we could upset one of those teams that were picked to finish ahead of us.
Here's quite frankly what I saw the other night, and you know, certainly there were a lot of games last year, and Coach Co would be able to talk about this as well, where with a young basketball team that's young, and we've talked about this too for the last month, they try to make plays, they're over-aggressive, then there are plays that just aren't there. And you know, and what happens then? You turn over the ball, and it turns out to be a layup in your own net. You're taking the ball to the net, and then you're trying to break full-court pressure. That would happen 20, 25 times a game last season. I won't sit here and say it happened zero times against Brookfield, but the amount of times where I was calling the game and just kind of get that thought in your head that that's not the play that should be made was probably 5 at most. So I think those, you know, went down from like 20-something to 5 the other night, and that's tremendous improvement.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the guys. When we get in our half-court set, we're getting a lot more patient. And it's something we've been working on since the summer, you know. Move the ball, find a good shot. We're also trying to work the ball into the post more. You know, Seth and Hunter Smith, they're working on catching the ball. We're trying to get a little bit more of an inside-outside game going with them, which I think forces the defense to cover more things on the court. So we are becoming more patient, which I'm super proud of them. You know, we lost to Chillicothe, you know, a week and a half ago, 19-52. I mean, we scored poorly. We shot poorly. But I talked to a couple parents after the game, and they said, "Coach, that's the most patient our Trenton Bulldogs have been offensively all year. And if they can do that, even though they didn't win that night, there's games that they can win later in the season." And so, you know, since that night, we watched some of that film, and we talked about how we didn't turn the ball over, and that allowed us to stay in the game in the first quarter. And so we've been trying to build on that patience, you know, to get a good look.
When you look at this point, yeah, you know, it's something I've noticed too. Most of the guys who are scoring for you, Kiefer's a sophomore, Gabe is a junior. Yeah, I want to say like 95% to 98% of your points are coming from guys who are going to be back next year. And I've heard some pretty decent things from, you know, middle school grades, junior high grades. The future of your program, whether it's the rest of this year or certainly next year, it's looking bright. You have a lot more that's coming back than graduating here over the next couple of years.
Yes, Coach Molnex and Coach Crowley at the middle school do an awesome job of getting kids out for basketball. I think at one point he had 28 out at the middle school. I think it dwindled down to the low 20s by the end of their middle school season. But, I mean, that's great, great numbers. About 10 to 12 a class at the middle school. And they competed hard. You know, I think he took some of the concepts that we were doing at the high school and really applied applied it. I know Coach Molnix liked working that five-out rotation. And I said, well, you know, we can develop some post play in there. And so they ran more 41, and he did an awesome job teaching that. And he ran some 2-3 like we've done. And they were able to beat a couple tough teams down there. And the kids were really excited at the end of the season. They had 2 or 3 wins right there at the end. They're just doing such a good job. Yeah, I'm super excited about our future. And then I think there's a couple kids from 3 or 4 kids from R6 that are going to come in to that freshman program as well. They went undefeated I think they had one loss to Milan in their season. So they had a really nice season over there. And some of those guys are going to come to high school here. So there's a lot of things to be excited about for Trenton basketball.
Let me ask you here, as a guy who's obviously with the basketball program and has worked in the football program, you have, and I'm trying to get verification on the other. We know Marceline is coming into the GRC summer of 2024. I've heard through the grapevine Brookfield is joining him. Adding Brookfield and Marceline to the conference, that's great news for Trenton High School athletics, isn't it?
Oh, it's awesome. One, it's just such historic programs. Brookfield and Marceline, great, great football programs, historic wrestling programs. And, you know, I was talking to Coach Cowling. It was so awesome for the GRC to get something big like the Bell game. That's just historic for the state of Missouri, a part of our conference, as an interconference game. So I really feel like competitively as well, we match up well. They're just, you know, they're a little bit bigger than some area schools, but they're not like, you know, they're very similar to us. And just great programs with really good coaches. They're great additions to the GRC.
Yeah, and in football, certainly, Trenton and Brookfield has been a great rivalry, but it's not guaranteed they play every year. So that hurts the rivalry. So I think this is going to really light up Trenton and Brookfield. That could get, I think, real big here over the next 10, 20 years with them both being in the GRC.
Oh, yeah. It'll be exciting. It'll be really exciting.
Yeah, no question about it.
Two similar styles of football. Historically, you know, just physical football and ground and pound and move the ball up the field. And, you know, I don't know if that's the styles that'll be maintained, but just historic stuff that will be fun to watch the next few decades.
Yeah, big story that we're following here this midweek. Marceline is in, and I'm not 99% sure Brookfield's in, just haven't got the official at this point on Wednesday afternoon. Coach, we'll talk to you again in the new year. Congrats on the win Monday night, and have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll see you for the Gallatin game on the 3rd.
Yes, thank you, Tom. Merry Christmas. Thank you for all you do for covering all of our sports.